AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment here today is brought to you by Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Veterans Day Friday morning. 24 degrees, wind chill of 11:39, the expected daytime high today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Friday morning by local veteran Ron Whitney, talking about Veterans Day activities to come today. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. How are you guys doing?
We are doing all right. So, we did have one adjustment, but I wanted to kind of go through the schedule before we got to what was going with the memorial service a bit later on here this morning.
Okay.
So what's the schedule here, and what's the game plan going forward here for the morning
hours? Okay. You're just breaking up a little bit, but the parade, of course, at 9:30 this morning down at 4th and Commercial. The service, as we've announced earlier, has been moved to the Anderson Building. That will begin at 11 o'clock. The ham and bean feed at the Legion, and also the VFW will be having one also. I think they have some additional stuff besides ham and bean, but that'll be, I think there's noon to 3. The Legion is 11:30 to 1:30. So that kind of takes up a big chunk of our day.
Yes, it does. Of course, a Josh Grayson concert tonight at the Granada Theater as well, the Veterans Day concert. 9:30 parade time. I guess we just suggest people bundle up out there this morning, huh, Ron?
Yes, this was a tough decision. You know, usually it's very clear whether to cancel the parade or go with the parade. As you know, when I got up yesterday morning, I think it was 66 degrees, and here 24 hours later, we're dealing with weather like this, and that's a risk we have every year. So, yes, we'll probably have a few cancellations. We hope not many. We just encourage all the entries to bundle up and use their own discretion on whether to be there or not. We hope they do. And, of course, the spectators obviously can be dressed up warm, set in their vehicle. So hope we have a good crowd at the parade. So it's just one of those things. It was a tough call. This wasn't this one-man decision on this one. The Legion has a board, and we consulted about this and struggled with it. And so we feel it's very important to have a Veterans Day parade, irregardless, unless the weather is extreme. So here we go.
Ron, talk a little bit about the work that's gone into at least having these opportunities for the public and really these events available for the public here over the last, you know, few weeks or few months here, because obviously we see this, we see the end result, which is, you know, the opportunity to celebrate and honor veterans specifically with the parade and the memorial service, but they don't see the work that you guys are doing on your own time here to make these happen.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of background work goes into it. It's a kind of a labor of love, but there's a lot of organization to it and a lot of planning. And so it's all fallen together this morning, we're going to make it happen.
It will happen, that parade downtown 9:30. If you cannot make it, we encourage you to log on to KVOE.com. We will have the video streaming, and I'll be joined on the broadcast by Navy veteran Ed Rathke this morning, and then we will, too, have a live coverage of the Memorial Day service, both on the air and on the web, with video streaming from the Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. So what does your memorial service lineup look like, Ron?
Okay, the Emporia High School Band, they will be with us, and they will do the national anthem, of course, and they'll do the taps at the end of the service, but we'll have Bree Lane is going to say some words. Frank Lowry will be giving us an update on the activities at the memorial and the progress we're making down there. Leslie Hedges always does a fantastic job. She's been or has done the MC previously. She will be our MC today, and she does a great job. And then our speaker today is Clarence Fry. He's a 30-year retired Navy guy, and we're very pleased to have him with us this morning. He's an E-9 after serving 30 years in the Navy, so Clarence will be with us. And let's see, of course, well, we'll have our firing squad down there with the direction of Bill Voorhees, and I believe I have it covered, I think.
Sounds good. And again, that's going to be at the Fairgrounds Anderson Building starting up at 11 o'clock here this morning. Ron, before I guess we wrap things up here, I just wanted to get your thoughts here on All Veterans Tribute in general here, and you know how the event has grown from your perspective as a veteran.
Oh yes, it's grown dramatically. I remember when we first got started quite a number of years ago, we had a parade and service on Veterans Day, and that was about it, which was great. But then I remember back in the earlier years, I believe the Emporia Chamber got involved with us, and they wanted to get involved and help out and increase the things. So they did, and since then it's really grown to almost an entire week with activities going on, and I'm not going to start to try to name them all, but it's a week-long celebration with a number of things. Veterans Roundtable, for one, the Quilts of Valor,
Quilts of Gratitude.
Quilts of Gratitude, which is Sunday. Then there's other things, too. You have breakfast. There's a breakfast this morning at Presbyterian Manor. So, and we used to have a USO show.
Yeah.
And Albert Taylor Hall.
And things launched last week with a wonderful Freedom Fest event, too, to raise money for the All Veterans Memorial. So, yeah, indeed.
Absolutely. And Freedom Fest has really grown. And there's, like you mentioned, the concert this evening. So it has really exploded, which is much to our gratitude.
Well, we hope people can attend. Again, if they can't, they can log on to KVOE-TV at KVOE.com, but we hope we have a crowd downtown. Parade starts at 9, and then the Veterans Memorial Service will be at 11, and we'll have that broadcast live here, too, on KVOE. Ron, thanks for your time, and thank you, sir, for your service.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate you letting me get on the radio this morning here and kind of give an update to all your listeners, and we'll see a lot of people downtown here very shortly this morning.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks, Ron. Thanks for your service.
Yeah, Ron Whitney, local veteran, previewing the activities through the day today in the founding city of Veterans Day.
All right, and speaking of activities, we will tell you that next week's schedule on the Live and Local calendar is just about full already. So if you want to get on board, you need to call us probably next week, but also look towards later in the month. Monday, we'll have an Emporia Community Foundation Match Day preview. That is just a couple of hours before Match Day takes place. And then we'll also have, for the Newsmaker 2, Emporia High Theater cast and crew promoting Beauty and the Beast. The Newsmaker 3, Emporia Symphony Orchestra conductor Romero Miranda promoting the Our Town concert, which is coming up on Tuesday. Busy morning show Monday here on KVOE.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. 24 degrees, a wind chill of 11. It is 7:36. Stay tuned. We will check the weather next.
Attention shoe lovers. Shoe Sensation is having a buy one, get one 50% off.